us. We offer our life as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Not a dead one, a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Until last time. Same way you are alive forever as a sacrifice for our sins. Same way we offer our life as a living sacrifice for the ministry that you have called us onto. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this privilege. We count it a privilege, not a right, to be counted among the saved today. It's a privilege. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Everybody. Awesome. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. So when you are in the midst of the when you're in the midst of the church, you count it a privilege. A privilege, a privilege, a privilege. Amen, amen. Okay, before we start off today, well done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, serving this. Glory to God. I tell you, write that down. It's a privilege to be counted among the saints. It's a privilege. I count it, I deem it as a privilege. It's a privilege. Oh, glory to God. Lantastor, Govamanastai, Kevamasta, Game Brandel, Seviola, Figueroa, Sevialantestor, Campintista, Gavinastor. We count it as a privilege, as a privilege. Okay. Glory to God. Okay, who can tell me? I just need three different people, minimum. So just tell me anything of yesterday's thing that stood out. Then I will ask for any questions. Then, Pastor, long time, sir. Nice to see you again. Thank you, sir. So anything that stood out from yesterday's thing, just feel free. You don't have to check your note now. It's not, I'm not saying what you wrote down, I'm saying, is there any of yesterday's teaching that stuck with you that you meditated over maybe through the night, through the day? Anybody? Just send me 1, 2, 3 people. Anybody? 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 Yes, okay. I have one person. Hold on. Another person? All right, see. Thank you. Number 2. I trust you. Any other person? Aj, number 3. Any other person? Today's session is not that long, so that's why we take questions and unless you want me to extend it for you, I will do. Just copy and paste another series with it. Okay, who else? Happy? Okay, Happy wants to say something too. Okay, Farah, let's go. Yeah? Okay, let's speak.
So, those of us learning. Actually, all of us are learning.
Yes,
but
sir.
Those of us subject to a higher authority, correction is not up to us. Our discipler decides if we are fit enough to correct others. And we saw this pattern in the epistles. The epistles written to the church, to churches, there was no instruction to the saints to correct others. But we see that emphasized in the pastoral epistles written to Timothy and Titus, we could rebuke, instruct, and correct people. Yes. For the saints, what is best for us to do is just to avoid those that are defaulting and not working into the pattern that we've received.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. Hope everybody got that. Okay. Eric, have a go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yesterday, one thing that I've been thinking about since from yesterday's message was that the fact that social media should be an extension of what we do in the church. That is to say, we don't just go on social media and learning from everybody that we don't know or that we don't have any physical contact with before, either through us or through our discipler. Okay. That is to say, when we learn from people, even outside our assembly,
yeah,
we must do so based on an already established physical or personal contact with the person.
Awesome.
And also,
be free, please. Awesome. I'm so happy the way you make services early nowadays. It's looking like a rapture to me. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Okay, that's for now, sir.
Okay, that's for now. Awesome. Give Happy at the back. Send my phone to Happy. Yeah, Happy, something stood out for you yesterday. It's good.
Well, I learned that the way we approach someone in an assembly outside that is without must be an evangelistical way.
Awesome.
Either by teaching, preaching, by instructing them. Also, the way we correct someone within is not the way we correct someone without.
Awesome.
It must be evangelistical way of teaching them.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'll be evangelistic. Okay, before we proceed, can we, because these are not theories, okay, these are practicals. Can we practicalize evangelistic approach and normal church approach? Who can try? Let us see, I've not been to this path before, so we are plotting it out together. Who can try? Who can help me to differentiate how, for instance, if I want to correct an evangelistic way and church. What's the difference? Because I know as we are finished, you see pick your Facebook again and you see am I saying rubbish and you'll be tempted to say something. So who can yes, would you I trust okay, Pastor Jerry speak to. Would you see Pastor Jerry speak? Father Abraham, I guess you have something, yes?
Okay, the evangelistic approach has to do with the tone of appeal.
Tone of appeal, a tone, right?
Tone of appeal.
Thank you.
Like for example, someone goes on Facebook, on social media, and says that sin is dead. And in an evangelistic approach,
yes.
Say, good evening, sir, my brother.
Okay, yes, let's learn, please.
You know, scripture is authoritative in everything that we see.
Yes.
Can you please shed more light on Romans chapter 6, verse 1? And some other verses that seems to contradict what you are teaching.
Can you tell him to shed light?
Huh?
You tell him to shed the light or you share the light?
Like, okay, I can quote the scripture. Say, sir, what of these scriptures that okay. is seems to negate what you are saying? What do you have to say, sir? Okay. So his next response will now table more approach as we that already know the scriptures and the pattern at which you can address it.
Okay.
So if he's willing to listen, if he's not ready to, then we leave the place.
What if he tells you, Geralt, this is my stand. What will you say?
Thank you, sir. And you just leave the. It's, at least he claims his wall, his timeline, his own teaching and everything. And just so avoid.
That means somebody's wall is also like his house. He has his space, right?
Space, exactly.
Okay, but if he's church.
If bro, for example, it has happened before when we started then.
Okay.
That when you post something, if Pastor Joshua did not see it, bro, Tony is going to see it.
Okay.
And the approach at which we correct ourselves then is different. Say, bros, when did you learn this? Who taught you this? Like, where did you get this from? Pull it down now, and then you now start teaching. Where do you learn this from? From scripture, this is how Pastor taught it. Go and listen to the social message and give me feedback. That is within the church. But if it's outside, you have to.
Give Pastor Joe the microphone. Thank you. Add us a prat. Thank you.
Basically, from what you said yesterday, the basis for correcting someone in house is a reflection of the teaching that has been done.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
There is an expected response, whether positive or negative, that's what we now base correction on.
Okay.
So because you have taught something or there is an active expectation of proper conduct based on teaching, then the tone of correction is more authoritative. And as you have said, that's not even for everyone. Those that have been delegated by or deemed fit by the pastor to do such. So the tone is more authoritative because we can be authoritative because we expect better, because you have been taught, or because you are here, or the people we have control or influence over are those that are with us physically. But those that are without, the evangelistic tone is the fact that your approach and how you're not coming to, from everything we learned in the appeal of God, you're not coming to prove a point. You're not trying to give an argument. You are simply showing what the scripture is. So there will be voluminous scriptures, explanations, and this is what the Bible says, this is it, consider this, consider that. So that is more apologetic. That's the difference.
And a man that is heretic, after one or two admonitions, what do?
Avoid.
So if somebody, now on social media, somebody messed up today, I try to bring in correction. Tomorrow it does the same thing. Next tomorrow it does the same thing. At the end of the day, my correction to him, what will it be intended towards?
Yes. The correction to him, it's either, whether it's public or private, it can be done publicly to let everybody know that, at least for those who listen to you and those who maybe you have been associated with the person openly previously, to know that you're not in support of that stand. So it can be, hey, this is wrong. This is not scriptural.
Within or without?
I'm talking about those without. Okay, are you talking about within?
I'm talking about without too.
Without. And for those without?
For the man without, what do you think is the key thing he needs? Just one thing.
Man without. The key thing he needs to be able to listen to you.
To you? Are you his pastor?
To be able to give you audience. So.
Have you answered the questions? I've almost answered
the
question.
You should go and learn for a sound local church.
He needs a sound local
church.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Anything that has not been mentioned so far? Okay. I just want to say something. I still remember. Have you spoken? Not on this. It's done. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So clearly, that means, as I am correct, you know that the real issue why the guy is missing Yanni is not just because he doesn't understand Romans chapter 6 or Romans 7. The real issue is that what? He does not have, he's not committed to any learning structure. How many believers is expected to be committed to a learning structure? How many? All right. Hope you can prove it from the scripture. And welcome. After how many years? So, all right. Hope you can prove it. Who can prove it for me from scriptures? Come on. Who can prove it from scripture that all believers ought to be committed to a learning structure? Come on. Yes, I know. Go. Okay, go. Okay, let me start from Sam. Raise up your hand. From scriptures, okay? Feel free.
What do you say? Based on instruction of Jesus in Matthew
4. In where? Yes?
Based on the instruction of Jesus in Matthew 24.
Matthew 28?
Matthew 24.
24. Oh, which one is that one? Just paraphrase it. We'll find it for you.
That you should go on.
Okay.
So it is for all nations.
Okay. Go into all the world and make disciples, okay? Of all nations. Okay. So that one, you know how I know Bible at times is, I will just know the side it is. I just know it's Matthew 28, it's around the last verse. I know Matthew 28 does not go outside verse 20, so around verse 18. Yeah, you just use equal like that and you get it. You know, things like that. Awesome. Thank you. Stan, up you go.
Okay.
Prove it from scripture that every believer must be committed to a learning structure.
Okay. Paul wrote to Timothy that God will have all men saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So it is beyond being saved, it's also coming to the knowledge of the truth.
What you quoted is from where?
From 2 Timothy.
I will punch your life.
No, 1 Timothy 2:1-4.
It's not 1-4. It's from 3-4.
From 3-4.
Okay, go.
So, and also, we saw the apostles. How the pattern of the apostles was teaching. They were raising disciples and they were teaching them. We saw Paul teaching people for more than a year. Mm. So many records of that in Acts. How he gathered people and he was teaching them.
Yes.
So we, even in that's Acts 15.
Yes.
We saw that when there was issue, there was a place where doctrinal matters were attended to.
At the high table.
So if there was no learning,
of John Wick,
there can't be such.
Yes, awesome.
There can't be such gathering. So that cannot be, that is the will of God. God wants us to know. Awesome. And you can't do that on Facebook. You can't do that on, men need to learn
And we have to use all the method of learning, as we saw in scriptures.
No, that's why your volume is always too much at times. Thank you. Sit down. Okay, let's now discuss. Now, what we are talking about, learning of God, etc., what are the major disadvantages of social media to make this happen? What are the major disadvantages? The major disadvantages. The same thing that we are trying to do here, let me use what we are trying to do. What are the reasons, clear reasons, why, let's first use the word, why it is difficult, please use that word, why it's difficult to achieve that on Facebook? Apart from the fact that God's plan is sicker, that one is just checkmate. But what are the, if you now want to reason, there are two approaches, okay, to an apologetic presentation of Jesus. There's the approach of reasoning, okay? And then there's also the approach of checkmate. Checkmate is, this is the scripture, take it or leave it, right? But before, most of the time, when you are presenting a case for Christ, I have a book like that that I bought from you. Yeah. So when you are presenting a case for Christ, you will first start with the part where we can think, right? But you must end where? On checkmate. Are you with me? That means you see how it was presented in the Acts 17, for instance, when Paul was talking to those guys in Athens. Hello? You remember, right? We have said that so much in this place. So when Paul was talking to the guys in Athens, and you look at how Paul started, he started from their issue, right? From that, their unknown God, right? From that, he now started breaking it down, until he now threw it down. He said, God has ordained this man to be the judge of the quick and dead. And God has given assurance to all men in that he raised him from the dead. Checkmate. So, but he started from where? Let's reason together. Remember, same way that guy, Ethiopian eunuch, the grandfather of Eunice that was coming from somewhere, you were worshiping. Philip started from the same scriptures and he explained Christ to him. Amen, amen. Praise God. That means you start from the known to the what? To the unknown, okay? From the pattern that we can reason together to this is Bible. Hallelujah. So, what are the major disadvantages of, let's say, things like social media in making this happen? Thank you, Sister Eunice. Pass the microphone.
I think that the biggest reason why it is difficult for this to be achieved on social media is the sole lack of accountability. It is practically impossible to be monitored like the way you would be in a physical local assembly. We've been taught that the role of a pastor is not just to receive your report as you come and tell them, but to be able to watch you and see beyond what you say, your actual progress, watch things in your life that would not help you grow properly and then make corrections when you give, when you are accountable, when you give reports, they give you points for improvement. That's what we've been taught. And doing that on social media, it will be really difficult. It's only those who actually have the heart and the discipline to be really accountable that it can be really achieved on. And you as the pastor cannot really ascertain. They are the only ones that know if they are really adhering to instructions and being totally truthful in accountability. So it is very difficult to do that because of accountability.
Like you, before you came in. Okay. Any other person? Oh, Para, awesome. Did I see your hand up or is that a mistake? Your hand shook. Thank you.
So. Okay, in addition to what she has said, most times I listen to even some of the messages you preached on MixLR. There's something key you do say. You encourage people to follow as if they're in church. And you add that one of the reasons why you can comfortably do this is because there's an attitude that you've developed over time in church. So you can trust people that even though they are not there, they can still be able to accord some reference to it. Now, social media, if not based on trust like that and talking to people that you know, there's distraction. For instance, it's not in an organized environment like this. So somebody can be watching a video and then another tab is open, is checking live scores, and another one is still watching his television because he's listening to the other one on the phone. So there are a lot of distractions. This post can be a post from a very big man of God, and the next one is a comedy skit. So there's a lot of distractions attached to saying you want to learn on social media. There's no how pastoric you are that your OTL will be maybe gospel, adverts, things, many things come up and that can mess up the whole flow.
Adverts like Candy Crush. Sister Grace, you said something very important, which I'll come back to. Thank you. Thank you.
It encourages complacence.
Complacency. Okay, awesome.
Towards getting a local church because...
Towards what now?
Getting a local church.
Can you see that point?
Local church because they believe that they are doing well. Yeah, okay.
Well, okay.
They learn from big emojis online. So, and they feel maybe they can argue in one or two posts, you know, online. So they feel they have become an emoji.
Awesome. Now, see our own point. Our own point is not even complacency to learning, it's to what? To now get the real one. With what Para said, think about it. That means for me to learn, the first point you mentioned, which is very key, is that, like I love to say, that social media is a marketplace. Let's imagine that as you're having church like this right now, somebody just come and open that window. Para, get us to move back here. Now close the window. Somebody open from that window. You need to find babe. Come on, see me after service. And from on top. And now just shouted, oh, Jude, my guy. You know, that's what actually happens when you think you are focused on the social media. You are really passing for something, just pop, boom. Just boom. And let me mention, who are your major idol? Beyonce posted new album. You see, just pop up, boom, pop, you know, pop. To your tool of rebellion. Okay, so now Para mentioned something which I want you to get clearly before we start the teaching for today. That means nobody has said that it's impossible to get better outside church. But the real issue is that getting better would only be you dependent. Getting better outside the church will be what? Yeah, you now. You know, when I don't have grammar, you will help me to put better grammar there. That would be solely dependent on the disciple. You are the only one that you are trying to what? Drill yourself, right? But I don't have better grammar to put that right now. So that means it's not based on God's pattern. God's pattern, have you observed that Ephesians 4 that we're still going to get to today, he said he gave you people for the perfecting of the saints. That means God is not expecting saints to be perfect themselves, right? He gave people so that saints can be perfect. So if saints are not being perfected, who will God ask? Who will God ask? The overseers, right? The apostles, prophets, the ministry gift. But on social media, who will God hold accountable? There is nobody, because God is not interested in holding you accountable. God wants to hold the watchman accountable. You should only be held accountable if you are not complying with what you are told. And as long as no post on social media is saying, "Dear EZ, this is for you. Get this now. It's not to you." So you can as well say, "Well, it's to the word." Okay, thank you, sir. Scroll next, right? And what will be in the next? Next will be Paracletus. After that, Bumi will share poetry. That's Bumi. Bumi's poetry. What's that poetic name again? Forgotten. After that, Ife will share Ife Clota. What is it? Something like that. Just say that. You know, it's a marketplace. Okay, so anyway, with this, please get me right, okay? What we are still planning is that sanity on the social media. Do you have a message like that, Pastor Joe? Is it a message or just? Okay, it's a term that we use here. Yeah. He's online. Sanity on social media. Jesus. We have to go and update it so I can do series 2 of it. You understand? So we'll plan the series 2 later. He said, thank you that it's online. In a minute. Series 2 will now be 6 parts. Sanity on social media. Number 1, YouTube. Number 2, Facebook. Number 3, Instagram. Number 4, Twitter. Twitter is wrong. That's all. Flee. Okay. Glory to God. So, okay, before we continue, any question from yesterday, any question from everything we have said, please feel free. I said this once in a while. Any question? Openly, I will answer. Any question? Patricia, please bring my laptop. Thank you. Any question? Israel, thank you. Trust. Feel free. Always trust me. When I say question, I'm not willing to sub you. It's question. Yeah.
I just want to know, what's the rope, like, how long do we give a heretic? Like, a person without post something that is wrong? A person, on Facebook, someone posts something that is
awful.
Wrong.
Yes.
And then you employ your approach of evangelism, preaching to the person. And then the person takes correction.
Okay.
And then another day, maybe the first day, his sin is dead. Then another day, the person is preaching another form of heresy.
Mm-hmm.
And you correct the person and the person takes it.
He takes it again. Awesome.
And then the person just keeps bringing out all sorts of winds of doctrine. But everyone you correct, the person takes it. But it's as if every day you go online, the person has one rubbish to say.
Yeah.
So when do you avoid such a person?
When you tell him that your issue is you are not, because actually, you know, once you are saying rubbish in the name of Christ, you ought not to be talking. Do you know, based on the church training structure, you can tell some people to quit evangelism for now. Hope you know. Think. No, this is us. We are thinking. Hope you know, we can tell some people that for now, your job is not evangelism. Stay put. And that's how they almost killed Paul in Acts chapter 8, in Acts 9. He just became saved. And he now went to the Pharisees. You don't know anything. Jesus is the Baba. He hasn't even understood anything. What is the next thing they want to do? They want to say, let's kill that guy. What is that? To say, Baba, please, you just package him in a basket, send him on an errand to another country. So that means your disciple can decide that you are not yet fit for this. So immediately you are yelling rubbish. That's a false signal that you are not yet fit to be a teacher, right? Yes or no? Yes. So that means after my correction, the real correction is that you need a teacher that will tell you that keep quiet, you are currently learning. Okay? So it is when you after the 4 seconds, you must have hint in that, Mr. Man, where's your church? Who is pastoring you? So it's after you now hint him of that, tell him of that, you need a church so I can stop all this. If you now refuse, you zone him off too, put him in friend zone, or which zone you just call it. This me. You know, some of you here. I'll just snooze for 30 days. Don't see. I will not see. Just saying rubbish. Just I won't friend. You know, just snooze for 30 days. After 30 days, I'll check again. You need to see after. Just snooze again. After. Praise God. Any other question before we continue? Yes, divine. Thank you. Awesome man.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, please, sir. My question came up during the when you were making the explanation of the Aklino Apo.
Aklino Apo.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
So
away.
Yeah, so you begin to mention of staying away from friends and people who influence you negatively, and you got to the point of saying that we should not give someone an honor above the written word.
Yes, sir.
Then
that's from which scripture? 1 Corinthians
chapter 4
verse
6.
Awesome, Papa. Ah,
so
checkmate.
You now said something.
You marry well, yeah? Go ahead.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so when you said, I want to rephrase what you said.
You are free. Huh? Anything for the Lord.
What? Strive.
What are we saying?
Strive never to trap yourself in a situation where you will be forced to submit to a man that dishonors the doctrine of Christ.
Awesome.
Okay, please, within the time I got to have the knowledge of Christ, there are some of these men I submitted to.
Yeah.
And even till tomorrow, even till today, they still see me as their son. You know, that's acknowledgement of son, that son something. Even many times I've sat down with them and we...
You know, you are sonable, right? You are sonable. Yeah.
We discuss scriptures and it doesn't always end well with them. So, but at the end of the day, they still, the other one said to me days back that when I get my seed and when I get my tithe, I should see, even if anyone I believe in, for sure, because you know that you're not going to end up well. He said, even anyone you believe, just do. I told him I can just send you gift. He said, anyone. But you know, he now ended up with, you are my son. So, in this situation, how do one act like escape such stop such thing?
I don't have the answer.
How to stay away from the?
Where are you meeting him? That's the first question.
So what to do to this situation now?
How is he leaving your house? Where are you meeting him? Come to your salon. Well, see, what was the first thing I said? I said the church operates like a what? Christian society. That means. Not secret society, Christian society, okay? That means everybody that can influence you, you must know them. Which I'm secret to go to today. So, that man, you don't know him. Do you know him? We must know. So, that is already someone that you just approached in an evangelistic pattern, okay? So, like, we are going to have people like that around us, which we cannot shy away from. Some of us, even it's our parents, okay? Some of us is our dependents, who are depending on. I mean, so we always have people like that around us. And you know that as an edifying assembly, our standard is honor, even for those who have taught us before, who are not really in sound doctrine, we still have public holiday almost every month or every 2 months that we want to check up on them, send them credit. Thank you for helping me in those days and stuff like that. So, honor for all men, honor for our parents, etc. But nevertheless, you must not allow yourself to be influenced. What are you influenced? You're not influenced. So that's just guys just joking. Are you just? Are you joke back? And you just let go? So, people, you are not. You are fine. Okay, nothing is nothing. No shaking.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's write this down.
Okay. Write it down.
Yes, sir. Having the knowledge that a sound local church.
Okay, I should not write it down. Okay.
Having the knowledge that a sound local church is key, and every shepherd should protect the sheep from false doctrine. So, some people see what we teach as false doctrine. Okay. So now, if everybody shields their sheep from false doctrine in court now, and they are vehement in doing so how do we penetrate? Because the shepherd is supposed to shield the sheep, and
so people are shielding their sheep.
Exactly, they are shielding their sheep. So
awesome. That is why that statement must be clearly explained. Shielding. How do you shield your sheep? Teaching. Right. Teaching. What must come before instruction? Teaching. So, for the other guy, what, like I love to say, when you are wanting, one key characteristic of that evangelistic approach is, will be much presentation of scriptures. Right? So that he will not be able to say, you are preaching your church thing. He will not say, so that is why we love to start with 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, that, okay, do you believe this thing? Fine. Let's throw it down. Forget your church, and forget my church. Let's talk so much on this. Because if it's not here, it's a devotion to falsehood. If it's your church or anybody's church, and what you are saying cannot be substantiated, it's not what this one is seeking to convince. They're not saying back up your thought from scripture. That's rubbish. Don't say you have a thought, then we back it up from any misguided scripture. No. But what you are teaching, is that what this thing is teaching? So the question is that nobody, because what you are saying is same thing as Islam, right? Islam, they just tell, see any Christian, don't listen. You say, okay, tax now. Why should you not tell me, relax now. Why should you not listen to us? What did they tell you? What was the learning? What was the Genesis? Okay, if I'm your boss in the office, you not listen to me? Yeah, so relax now. So you're not telling them, let's agree. Let's come to a doctrinal conference. Let's agree. So that is why the basis for contention, the basis for evangelistic approach must be what? Scripture, not your opinion. Not that my church does not pay tithe. Your church pays tithe, so therefore we don't talk. No. You have learned better not even to start with checkmate scriptures like that. I mean, statement like that. You start with, okay, let's just learn scripture. Are you ready? In fact, and maybe if I have time today, I'll just talk briefly on strong goods. Strong goods are things like things that people, even some of you in a place like this, things that people have hogged over time. They have, like, some people, they still believe, they can even be held that, at least once in a month, you should still be confessing your sin. At least don't say, God, well, God, I know I'm righteous, but in case there's anyone that's looking at of these big things I have done, God, just in your mercy, in your infinite mercy, in your abundant mercy, I know you are, you just have to toasting God. I know you are the one that forget Pharaoh. No, sorry, not Pharaoh. Just have toasting. So we have people who have strong goods, okay? That you have to, I've heard of somebody that Pastor Nika said, they told that, okay, 1,000 times you'll be saying to yourself that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You also speak in tongues. You say, how can I speak in tongues? I am not righteous. The Bible says you are righteous. I know, it's okay. You say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You say it 1,000 times. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That's why one says, okay, do you not believe that you are righteous? Yes, I'm believing gradually. Okay, go another 1,000 right now. Hallelujah. So we have strong goods like that, okay? So such, it will be with patience, it will be with still with scripture. We don't have any other tool, okay? We don't have any other tool. That's all we have. That's all we have. Trust me, that's all we have. We preach, we pray, we go. I will trust God to do his work. Amen, amen. Okay, one more question before we start finally today. One more, just one more. Any other question? Any is not here for the past track 1 to track 6, so you cannot ask a question. Sorry for that. That's I can only say that now because it's a church, okay? That is your question. That is your answer first. Track 1 to track what? 6. Okay, give her the microphone. In the name of, let's approach her like somebody without. Doesn't know the name of without, right? So, okay, answer your question. Sorry, Annie. Yes?
My question is in line with what she asked.
Awesome.
I've actually, I met somebody like that. A mother and a son. I wanted to evangelize with son, but the mother was insisting that what we believe is not what she believes, and then she was really shielding her son. At some point, she said we should not come to look for her son again; just stay away from her son. So, in that kind of circumstance, you can't take the boy away from his mom. Like, he's not
hold
of
on.
That age.
What you believe? What have you said anything? What she made her statement?
Yes.
What do you say?
Trying to preach to her.
Or the girl's son, you're wearing trousers and woman is wearing skirt.
No, she's a Jew. She believes that what Moses said, that is what we should be doing.
Awesome.
Doesn't believe in Jesus.
From the same scripture, then Moses said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up like unto me. Him shall you hear. You will not leave the son, praise the mom. Mom, preach Moses to me. You'll be saying, you'll be smiling. You'll not shook her somewhere that she will fall. Amen, amen. So such people, so we have breaking the body wall of which one? Judaism, okay? For such people. So we should not learn so much, not sit that down. So, okay, mommy, both you and, okay, at least, okay, I cannot face your son. Can I actually, you know I'm a good person, and I'm not here to harm you. Let's talk together. Convince me. I want to start following your Moses. Let's talk together. And I say, but don't forget to drop down the Bible. Don't mind that. You cannot quote two scriptures for life. Two, you will not be able to quote. For you, you have started 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, you cannot open Galatians 2:16. And what he says, he's following Moses. You know what is there? Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ. That we that have believed in Christ may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh. You open, mommy, click. It's checkmate. See, that's what you are learning. So, at times, you want to be proud of God. You tell yourself, calm down. Glory to God. Okay. Luke chapter 8. Let's start today. This is part 7. Let's just end it today. We'll continue again another time. Luke chapter 8. Okay. Verse 14. And he which, and that which fell among the thorns, that is the parable of the sower, are dead. This is the interpretation which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares of this world and riches and pleasures of this life. See that? These things, they choke the world. The cares of this world, riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. I love the way Luke brings that. It brings forth no fruit to perfection. Wow. That means the fruit may be just like watermelon that has no water. Imagine. Oh, you buy some fruit tomorrow and you just squeeze nothing. That's not a fruit. That's a fruit that is not perfected. Just like a fruit that is not yet done that somebody went to cut behind the church there. You allow it to be done. Amen, amen. Bring forth fruit to perfection. Praise God. And I'm really going to the next verse. Let's read verse 15 together. One to go, guys. Yes? Good grant are they which the word kept it and bring forth fruit with what? With what, guys? With what? Say patience. Hallelujah. So at times you think that, okay, I'm learning God's word. It is, I can't see the fruit. I can't see. Bring forth fruit with patience. This is God's method, though. I was telling my wife before we started, wife before service, I said, you know, it looks like this God's method. It looks like it's slow. The issue is that you will be seeing progress, but if you look so slow, so sluggish, think about it. Are you trying to die next year? That's the question. Where are you rushing to? Not at times you just want to, you want to become pastor here at the way early tomorrow morning. Have you heard? Early tomorrow morning. God has said it. I believe it. And that's hallelujah. sorry, I'm trying to remember my Pastor Chris and stuff. If you go for the world, you go for a test. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking. Tomorrow morning, I become Pastor Yadeboye. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, Edify Assembly is everywhere in the world. Glory to God. Keep saying it. Bring forth fruit with patience. God's method is always nonsensical. But guess what? Do you know if everybody has been consistent with God's method for the past 2,000 years, things would have been better. So because we are now not interested in God's method, it will not take us longer than it ought to. After God spoke to Abraham at least at 75 years, that is when it's recorded. I believe God has spoken to him before then. But the one recorded was the one that is said to him at 75 in Genesis chapter 12. Until he was 100 and no show. Until chapter 19, chapter 20, and he now changed his words. What he thought would take time took 3 months. But what? His own way, his own method, his own analysis, 25 years, he was sitting there. Praise God. So at the end of the day, when we, I love to say, I think you should have learned this phrase from my mouth, that we can never achieve God's end with human means, right? It's me, we can't. So there is a God anticipated response, result, reward, result in ministry, which we are never going to achieve by human means. So based on that, back to our anchor scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Okay. Let's read first verse 1 to 4. Well done. Verse 1 to 4. Okay. I read verse 1, you read verse 2 for me. Then this know also that in the last day perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Yes? Covetous. Verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Next verse, guys. Okay, go to verse 10. Let me read verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. Next verse, yes. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Next verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Next verse. Awesome. Yes? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Next verse. Yes? I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Next verse, yes. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. Next verse, yes. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Okay. Hallelujah. Because I'm not yet ready to be offered. Praise God. Okay, so we have been looking at this the part 7 of engaging unbelief, series 2, part 7. So, of course, like we learned yesterday, God will do nothing but via his authority. God works via authority, okay? God works via authority. God is not in charge of disorderliness. That's why we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, let the prophet speak two or three, let the others judge. If anything, we give to somebody else, let you keep quiet. You can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and be edified. You just see that from this, one of the things I can learn there is that God respects others. He respects order. For God is not the author of confusion. And this is how I preach in all the church of the saints. Says Paul. So, God does not only ordain what is to be done, he also ordains who should do what. God does not only ordain what is to be done, he also ordains who should do what. Okay? His ordination is not only what should be done, he also ordains who should do what. So you write that down. The who. Who should do what? In Christianity, correction is a result of authority. Correction is a result of authority. So, you see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Open scriptures, please. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Let me read 11, you read 12 for me. Open your Bible. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Next verse, yes. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Let's read verse 12. Yes, that's verse 13 again. Sorry, 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:19. God works via authority. He gave people for the perfecting of the saints. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 that we just read tells us that in that perfecting of the saints, there will be instruction, there will be doctrine, there will be correction, there will be reproof, there will be rebuke. You have the exhortation. So see Ephesians 2:19. Well done. God ordained people. God ordained who should do what. God ordained who should do what. Like for instance, in the local assembly, there is who that is ordained to teach. There is who that is ordained to take care, to instruct. Not everybody. Not everybody. Correction comes from certain places, from certain levels, not from you. Not from you. If I am a learner, my duty at that time is to learn. It's not given to me to correct anybody that is not under me. Correction is a function of authority. But you ought to know that this thing is wrong. Focus on your learning. Don't make somebody's matter your matter. You focus. You focus on you. God brought you here firstly for you. Okay? So, see Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Sorry, fast. You are no longer strangers nor foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You are built upon the foundation of some people. God, for instance, the New Testament ministry, it was modeled for us by the apostles. By the apostles. What Jesus taught them for 3.5 years, they now live it out in the preaching and teaching. In Acts of the Apostles, they lived it out. They lived it. L-I-V-E-D. They lived it out. The teachings, they now lived it. L-I-V-O, not L-E-A. What Jesus taught them, they lived it. And that is what? And the life of the teaching is what we now have as Acts of the Apostles, activities of the Apostles. The life is a living of the teaching. So you see Acts 10:40. Today will be fast. Today will also be like a recap. A recap. Okay, Acts 10:40. In God raised all the third day and show him openly. Verse 41. Okay, let me wait for you. Let's read, see this one together. Let me read 40 again. You read 41 for me. The first open scripture with speed. In God raised up the third day and showed him openly. 41, yes. Choosing before God, even unto us, who did eat and drink with him after you. So imagine, think about it. Why do you think your God selected 12 people to be with him? Is it saying others cannot learn? Let's answer. Let me have a response. Why do you think God, Jesus, he ordained 12, just 12, not 200, 12 to be with him? All true. What is the only possible answer? Okay, let's also talk about what are the impossible answers? Come on, be intelligent now. What are the impossible reasons? Vivian, yes? Impossible reason first. Yes. What are the impossible reasons why he will ordain just 12 as apostles? Huh? Okay, I think you don't understand that grammar, right? Sir? Awesome. That's an impossible reason. That they are the best or the only people available. Would that be a reason at all? No. Yes. Any other reason? Fifi, any other impossible reason? Yes. That they were divinely elected. Impossible. Yes. Because was 12 apostles written anywhere in the prophecy? No. It's not there. Yes, sir. That he chose them because of favor, because he liked them? No. He loved people more. In fact, he loved Mary and Martha too. Yes. Yes. They had better memory. And they score high in the exam. No, impossible. Yes, feel free. That's to mirror the 12 times of Israel. It couldn't have been, yes. It couldn't have been. Well, let's use the word shooting. Yes, next. That they are Jews. Awesome. They are not the only Jews. Jews almost every other person. Yes. They are the bridegroom. They are the bridegroom. Ah, that is far. What of the fact that they are the only one that should learn? Huh? Are they the only one that Jesus wants to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God? So, what do you think is the only possible reason? Why do we have only one pastor? Order and authority. That's all. Go and think. Find any other reason why we are going to have that small number of close apostles. Or maybe the boat that just is going up and down, Jesus' car cannot contain them. Maybe that can be a possible reason. What do you say? Jesus' boat can only contain 12. So if you just add a bigger trailer, you will have 36, something like that. So what do you think is the only possible reason? Order and authority. So that's what Peter is saying here. See again, that's verse 41. Not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Imagine Jesus was raised from the dead, and I think if I'm Jesus, well, where do you think I first go? Pilate. I first go to Pilate's house. Yeah! Sorry. Yeah, you see? Can't you see? Amen. Where do you think I will go next? Herod. Hope you know it. The next, I will just go and wail at Peter and Joe. Peter, yeah. No, Peter, they have to tell him before he's not the first or second brother that saw Jesus. I just go and be like, Peter, can you see? Both Peter and the cock, I will bring them together. Say, can you see? Hallelujah. But he appeared only to the apostles, and he trusts that the world will listen to the apostles. That's a lot. That's too much. Like, almost too much. He was trusting that the world we listen to the apostles. I think that message of his resurrection would have been easily believed if at least he just appeared on the sky like the man that said he was walking on the cloud. Remember that video on YouTube a while ago that he said he was walking to heaven. I didn't know whatever he was doing. Or that one that in the church is making phone call with Jesus. And I said, who remember that phone call? Oh, you should remember. Say, yes, Jesus, yes. I am in church right now. And can't you put Jesus on loudspeaker? That's the only issue. Put Jesus on loudspeaker and put microphone. Hallelujah. Don't turn the head of believers to what? To that of a chicken. It must be a contest question. The head of a believer, don't turn into a chicken. You will not believe. I'm talking to Jesus right now. Hello, Jesus. Yeah, I'm just pack a Bible. Show all the number. Okay, show all the number. Is it not a phone call? Show all the number. 000001777. So after the tone, now dial 7. Now press 7. Then they will connect you from Angel Michael's control room. You will link into the Holy of Holies. Then now press 1. Now to talk to Jesus, press 1. Satan, 2. You want to talk to your grandfather? If it's one call, I'm trying to talk to my father. Hallelujah. I wish to talk to my dad again. Amen, amen. So, the only reason why God will pass through that long route is because the gospel will only be possible on authority. The gospel will only be possible on what? Authority. Authority. It's so clear. So it's not only, like we said yesterday, it's not only the fact that the authority to teach and correct is beyond knowledge. It's also based on ordination. It's not only knowledge, it must also be based on what? Ordination. Authority to preach and teach is beyond knowledge. It must also be based on ordination. You must be ordained. You must be certified. Now, if you are not knowledgeable enough and you are certified to teach, preach, and correct, it's the one that ordained you that Jesus will give blala. You must be ordained. Ordination means certified. Certified. Why would it, those 3 days when we are so loud on Facebook, why everybody just think that it's a journey of refractions is because there are so many uncertified repeaters. So many uncertified just, you know, some people that ask a Luther spirit from student union in school, they just say, go through another medium of what? Activism. No. To be candid, I remember even the big ones, the days, the big ones. Or you can bear witness. Our approach is always just to put it line upon line. People don't know me then that if by mistake, if I write a small post, by mistake, ask a question. When I'll be answering you, I have your phone. Once you ask a question, I'll just drop the phone. I have one big Lenovo laptop there. I'll just bring it out. Or you have copy and paste. I'll first open Microsoft Word for you. I'll link the thought pattern. Pa, pa, pa. Guess what? That is where I got sin theory from. It's from the response stuff. Pa, pa. I'll link everything. Like, what? So you just look at the number of pages. What's that up to? Like 11 pages. I'll now copy. I'll now paste on Facebook. Facebook now say, no, it's too long. Okay. I'll now share it to two. Paste one, paste two. That's the response. No, but because we have too many people that want to do the same thing, and no, uncertified. Amen, amen. So, see verse 42, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Please write this down. They are not the only ones to preach, but they will model, command, they will control, they will make clear what to be taught by practice. Again, they are not the only ones to preach, but they will model, command, they will control, and they will make clear what is to be preached by their practice. That's the point. So it is knowledge before ordination. Knowledge before ordination. Knowledge before ordination. See Acts 1:21. Knowledge before ordination. Acts 1:21. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us. See that's knowledge. Of these men which have, they will be replacing Judas with Matthias, okay? Of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. That's knowledge. But 22, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be what? Must one be what? Ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So there is a knowledge before because this guy has been with us from day one, right? Okay. Of one of these people, must one more person be ordained? So ordination would not be certification, right? Let's certify him. Amen, amen. Please don't disdain man's ordination, okay? He's got, that's actually, that's the way I try to put it. God's ordination is actually God's man's appointment is God's ordination. That's it. Man's appointment. It's actually God's ordination. That's it. Remember, like we saw, again, check, please check again that First Timothy. First. What's Matthew 3? From that scripture. Okay, first Peter 3. See that one that I read last time. Let them be proved. That's verse 10, right? Okay, see 3 verse 10. Let's read yes. And let this also first be what? Proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon. Be informed what? Be informed what? So who will prove them? Who will prove them? The pastor or Timothy will prove them, right? Say before you should ordain somebody, prove them first, then ordain them. So that means if he ordains someone that is not capable, who will God judge? Timothy. See 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. This is the same thing we're saying. Lay hands suddenly on what? No man. That is not talking about the doctor. That is not talking about laying on hands. That's talking about what? Appoint no one suddenly. I like this guy. He's nice, cool beards, cool look. He talks gentle. One by one. He's doable. Making a pastor. No, lay hands suddenly on no man. And because he now said, let not be partakers of what? Other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. He's talking about ordination. Don't ordain anybody. Suddenly, that's what we know that place is talking about. See, our God is a God of order. How many of you know that order is difficult to maintain on social media? I'm not saying impossible. I'm just saying it's difficult. It's difficult. What is easy? What we can easily call order on social media is hypocrisy. Hope you know somebody can like your post, share your post, and not like it, and not send it. Oh God, we have seen things, though. Amen. We share somebody's post like inbox. You see my inbox and we say that man, not serious. No, that's difficult. So, like I said, everything taught in the church is vital. Okay, it's vital. Both the saints and the heirs, they will be judged with respect to it. Both the saints and the heirs, they will be judged with respect to it. So that's why everything we taught in the church is vital. God can never judge anybody on Facebook with respect to what everything on his wall. You know, that would be serious. Imagine if God will judge you based on everything that is posted today. You know, you're in trouble, right? Big trouble. So that is just impossible. See what I said? Everything taught in the church is vital, okay? So both the hearers and the saints, they will be judged with respect to what is taught. Again, the church is to operate as a Christian community where you can be rated. You can be rated like a Christian community. But there is just a lot of issues. If you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 8, where Paul started discussing how to approach a brother with a weak conscience. You remember? Where Paul was discussing that, you think you can eat anything, but you have others with you that are maybe weak in their conscience, that where there's a approach, there's a limitation, right? There's a discretion with which you have what? You approach such. Hope you know, how do you easily identify a man with weak conscience on social media? How do you? It's almost impossible. So you know it, you would have corrected him the same way you will correct somebody you think is strong. Amen, amen. Just think about that. Think about that. So I said the church is to operate as a Christian community, okay? Where you can be rated. Rated. Every influence on your life must be known by your leaders. It must be known to your leaders. Every influence on your life, it must be known. It must be known. How will it be known what? How will it be known what's so correct if we don't know what you are exposed to? How are we going to know what's so correct if we don't know what you are exposed to? So again, back to what we are saying yesterday, we said that For learning and accountability, the media can only be an extension of what we are physically. For the sake of learning and accountability, the media can only be or should only be an extension of what we are physically. Physically. At times, some people that give you headache, they are not people that should be giving you headache. It's just because you are exposed to people you ought not to be exposed to. The media can only be an extension of what we are physically. But for outsiders, the approach must be evangelistic. That's the approach. It must be evangelistic. You're not saying don't approach. You're not even saying don't talk to anybody that is above you or anything in the media. The approach just must be evangelistic. May I also say this? Well, which we are still going to get to later. Okay, let me know where you're done writing. The pastor of another ministry. Answer intelligently. Does he deserve the reverence of a pastor from me? From you? The pastor of another ministry. Does he or she deserve the reverence of a pastor from you? Please think and any response. Don't rush. Think. And you must answer with facts, with proof. A pastor from another ministry, does he deserve the reverence of a pastor from you? Think. Okay, let me say this way. A pastor from another church wrote one rubbish somewhere. Then a mere member too wrote one rubbish somewhere. How do you reply this one? That thing that we call respect of authority, does it apply outside your church? Answer intelligently. Or maybe just write it down as a rhetorical question. Okay, you try. Devil's advocate, yeah? Okay. Okay. Sit down. Thank you. Eunice? No, Divine? Just feel free. The answer is not in my notes, don't worry. So,
okay. We have to put, one thing we have to put in consideration is the person's age. Ministry in why correcting the person.
Now, hold on at that point. If a customer comes to you, he's 10 years old, you're, and you are very hungry, and you must work so that you can eat that day, okay? And the guy is coming to you and he just say, who is in charge of this salon? He answer me, or you, and you're hungry. You say, because of his manner, get out, small boy. You're hungry, right? Come. Hope you know the preacher is hungry, right? Is the preacher hungry? Is the preacher hungry for souls, for edification, right? So whether old or young, is your approach different? Is your approach dependent on age? How many people should you respect? Is it just the old or your audience? How many people deserve your respect? Is it your age? Is it an age matter or audience matter? Is that unclear? Some people think that we can disrespect some people because they are younger. But some people, because they are older, they have gray hair. Ah, sir, nah. the approach, you are posting all of them for Christ. Right? So can you understand? So I just have to bring that age one out. Yes?
What you said now.
You crashed it, right? Okay. What will be different now in my approach? If I truly know what is called an apologetic approach to explanation, what will not be different in my approach to a pastor in another ministry and to a mere member in another ministry? Yes, Anu. Thank you. Be free. What will be different?
I don't think there should be a difference because you already explained to us yesterday that there's a difference between people's personality and doctrine. Like, you're not attacking the person's personality.
Don't separate it, right?
So whether you are hold or not, is I'm not disrespecting your personality. What I'm putting down is the gospel.
That means in that approach, we stick solely with issues, right?
Yes.
We leave your title, we leave it aside. We don't insult your personality. We just stick with that issue. What was said? Thank you. Go ahead.
You just address the matter. So to a mere member, nobody is mere. To a member, okay, you can say, maybe the person posts, if you commit sin now, you go to hell, even if you're a believer. And a pastor also posts the same thing. The same thing scripture says is what addressed both of them.
Okay.
So I just copy what is in scripture and post it there. There is no separate, message to them.
Okay.
The same message to A
is
the same message to B. But I've been taught apologetic approach, and that answers to both. If I'm speaking well to A, I'm speaking well to B, there should be no issue.
Okay, awesome. Something is in my mind that must not leave. Well. Okay, Father, the first. Sir? The question. Yes. The question. Okay. Question after question. The pastor, I'm
from. There be a more rather vehement refutal to the one who is a pastor or a leader, because one, unbelief will take one person to hell. First doctrine will take to hell. And so that pastor or teacher has larger audience, has larger crowd or larger followership and listening ears.
If you're on evangelism and you meet a pastor, will you not speak because he's a pastor? Thank you, sir. Okay. Sir, Pastor, go, sir. Yes, sir.
I was just trying to think through Paul's defense in Ephesians 3.
Ephesians 3.
While he was explaining that the dispensation of grace was committed unto him.
Yes.
By the time he got to, I think, verse 9 of Ephesians 3, he said to make all men see.
Okay, yes,
what
exactly.
Is the
thank
fellowship
you.
Of the mystery. So, if it is to all men, irrespective of the title,
yes,
whether
it's
a pastor or a member, since the gospel is the same message to all men, since we've been taught honor, somebody quoted honor all men. I think that will also include whether he's a pastor
or
he's a member in whichever congregation.
Yes, sir.
So we approach them with honor, but we are presenting to all of them, either of the two divides, whether he's a pastor or he's a member of a church fellowship.
Okay. Now, see the issue. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. See the issue. That means on social media, how will model the pattern in a church? Because in a church, you don't correct those, you are not authorized, okay, to bring correction to those above you. Now, on social media, can that be model? Huh? They are without. Can that be modeled? Because the one I'm saying now is that how do you do this without communicating that especially, you know, we have people that in the, on their name, you will hear my name is, their person's name is Pastor Ujut. Pastor dear. So it's already dear. Your name is just Henry T. Swagger, Kashua. So your name is just Kashua, you know, it's Kashua. So imagine Kashua is correcting Pastor. Have we already, is that already a pattern that is against how we operate in church? So that means social media. Then how do you make men know that social media is a strictly marketplace? Yeah, I mean, sorry, it's strictly a marketplace. Rhetorical questions. Because of? Yeah, but like, everybody is free. Because as long as, if I open your wall, Pastor Adeboye, I check comments, I can comment. Eh? So you see, I can comment. I put something there, right? So that means your wall is free. Amen, amen. So praise God. But if you want to go and see the man physically, we pass through how many gates, how many checkpoints, how many. So, because there must still be a way where the Church of Christ, okay, we model in a way what we do in house. In house, you don't just pick your leaders and pa, 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 pa. So, of course, clearly because even of what that person is saying, everything, he's not even qualified to be your leader. So you're not even senior to a pastor. That's it. So that reverence for a pastor, it has almost left. Are you with me? On the media. Because definitely, you will not have a pastor that is chanting false doctrine. Thank you, Pastor John.
I was going to call your attention to the fact that you said our social media should be a further reflection of what happens in house. Mm-hmm. So if there's a pattern for those within, and that it is persons authorized to correct those within are in position of authority. So once we now get out, we throw that training out and say, okay, anybody.
But whether pastor or member, they are with us.
If it's supposed to be an offshoot of our within, what happens within? Is there a difference, except it's no longer an offshoot, it's now a different ball game altogether when we are relating with those without?
You know, at times when you're talking, I don't know.
Is there social media? What happens on social media is an offshoot, further extension of what happens.
Should be an offshoot. Hold on. That is, I am saying that I made two things for accountability and what? Check your note, Lodo. For accountability and what? Before that statement, there is a statement, there is a clause before it. For learning and what? Accountability, right? So for the purpose, what I'm saying is that if I shut down your Facebook, why should you listen without question? For the sake of learning and accountability, right? So that means, also, if we are also creating a social media, that means that social media is mostly falsely committed to those here, those you already seen physically. That means it's like we should have our own space, okay, where we relate, which is like our own WhatsApp what? Okay, for instance, on our WhatsApp platform now, does anybody see any rubbish? Anybody post the daily manner? Anybody post things fall apart? No? So, That means the fact that social media can only eat, social media can as a whole, okay? What that statement that I just said there, that I said in that place, is simply saying we must carve out our own social media.
That relates to our own social media.
Yeah.
General social media.
No, not general.
The social media, we are free.
So, no, that means that outward media or the open Twitter, how do you model church pattern on Twitter?
It will not be who the person learning. If you say, I am still under learning, so I should not go ahead to be correcting. Also, when I'm on Facebook, I see myself in the position of I'm still learning. So I don't start correcting every pastor that I see on Facebook.
Awesome. But that's why I said that I'm learning, I don't correct. Okay, listen. I am learning. Do I see preaching the gospel? Do I see preaching the gospel to people outside the church? Yes? Unless for people that we have told that you are not qualified to preach for now. For others, which I didn't see anybody like that here. So, for others, are they qualified to preach in town? So, if they can preach in town, as they are preaching in town, do they, as people are saying that, I confess my sin, would they by scripture correct that? So, on social media, if some people say, okay, I'm a pastor, I say confess my sin, can the scripture, can they correct that? So, that's why I keep saying last night, I say, what I'm going to discuss right now, let's first discuss how to correct, how to undo within. Within, if I'm learning, I focus on my what? Learning. Okay? Correction is for those who are deemed fit. Without, yes, I can do more, but the approach can only be what? Evangelistic. Thank you, man. Okay. Well, this is a topic that we are going to go over it again, okay? We will now later make very firm conclusion, which we have not done right now, okay? Because the thing now is that means I can see Pastor Richard Jaffo can make a post right now, and I think just goes there, Pastor. Because it's true too, by the time you are a pastor and the days you have 1,000 likes, it's not, you have a church of 200 members and you have 1,000 likes. So the 800 of the likes is coming from where? Outside. So since you can accept the likes, the day the stones are coming, can you dodge it? It's not a creation of God. That's what I'm saying. God's creation is your space. Is both you serve God together. Amen, amen. Praise God. Like when COSA issues happen, if his space is only those in his church, I didn't think it would be like that. Are you with me? But because he has people, there are people far and near that appreciate, love him, hate him, everything. So, and we join it to hand to what? So, that was the first thing we want. So, that space, that thing, that everywhere that you can have a friend from Jamaica, you can have one from and that ghetto, you can have and that thing. That thing is not God's creation. It's just like the ability to travel far and wide in a short time. You get me? Social media is just like an ability to quickly go to Zamfara, talk to this person, rush to Portacourt, talk to this one, rock to back to where to US, talk to this person in a short while. Is that a church? So much to say on that, right? Unfortunately, I think we have to end this today. So Titus 1 verse 10. So for learning and accountability, the media can only be an extension of what we have physically. You see that? What we have physically. But for outsiders, the approach must be evangelistic. So the one learning God's word, your duty is to discern and avoid. Discern and avoid. But leaders are to discern, correct within a church. That's why I even wrote here. But leaders are to discern and correct within a church. Please feel free to think more and pray more on everything we are discussing. We are seeing right now, and we'll see how we can bring a better conclusion to it later. But I believe you are getting the wisdom with which we are speaking. So leaders are to discern and correct within a church, not even outside the church. Right now, I don't have the authority to order anybody on Facebook. I don't. I won't be deceiving myself to be trying to. Anybody that I don't have the authority over physically, I don't have the authority. My approach to all men too is like you. Outside this place, that pastoral collar lives. Are you with me? Outside this place, that pastoral issue, it lives. Anybody that is just honoring me as pastor on Facebook is just unwarranted benefits. It's just a, you know, benefit that is just, it's just favor. You know, it's favor. It's not proper. I mean, it's not really legal, something like that. Okay, see Titus 1. We read this yesterday. Verse 10. Well done. Well done. Thank you. It's good we're reasoning together like this at times to see if we are truly on the right path or not. Titus 1 verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert old houses, teaching things they ought not to, for filthy lucre's sake, and give an example of them. So, please, in your defense, nothing should get petty and personal. As that is not in the instruction. That is not in the instruction. Even to pastors, to leaders, in correcting, it should not get petty. Peace, are you there? I don't talk soon, so. Okay, it should not get petty. Nothing should get personal. It's not personal. You must, this must not be, your correction must not be turned into a comedy or comical issues. No. No, it must not be turned into comedy. Where, and this happens so much. It cannot happen in church. It's not your first Facebook that both a believer and the unbeliever will join hands to be mocking a pastor. Right? Yeah, that's where it can happen. That some people make guess of Inda Boski with that, and they cannot even prove why Inda Boski is wrong. That's the point. That's why in such things you must be very controlled. Like, you must not go to their own extreme. Me now, I never made any post to, you will not see me now make a post. The only place, because I observed that thing, it was, I think I've said this here, it was a while ago, when this ascorbic acid issue. I now reposted this on my WhatsApp cell update that you must not take vitamin C, you want to make heaven. And a Muslim said, that was my, he was my workmate, yes, a colleague at work. He said, please send me this video. That is when things shocked me. Wala deo, a Muslim is telling him to send him a video of a woman that just had a bad dream or a bad night, and she's a woman of God. Maybe I don't know what happened to her the day before, and she came to the pulpit to say, vitamin C, we take you to hell. But, she may be saved. Abi? Salvation difficult. She may be saved. Trust me, I never sent the video. That's one. Secondly, I put down the post. Thirdly, henceforth, I was more cautious of that type of comedy that I will share. That's why I start knowing that, Muslim is asking me to send that. So it's either all my friends on WhatsApp should be what? Believers. Or my approach to anything Christian on that space too must be what? Evangelistic, apologetic, and doctrinal. No jokes. Whereas before you know it, you are already joining hands with the devil to make jest of the church. Hope you know during the causal issue and plenty issue, hope you know Muslims who contributed to the issue. Yeah, they came to say, yes, it's true. We don't know that we have exposed ourselves. Satan now came to join our crusade. And we don't know. Yes! And since it's the same banner. Yes! And God, you know, they start speaking and they say, yes, it's true. They're having too many denominations. So let's be cautious, okay? Are you with me? Let's be cautious. To joke about any of such things, it can only be so controlled. I told you of the day that I was in a lunch and Success Power Baba, he was speaking. You should know Success Power. If you don't know him, then that's why you're not successful. You should know Success Power. You need him for success, okay? When you need success, go to Success Power. When you need Christ, come to church. So, of course, heavenly success. So, Success Power was preaching, and one Muslim too was in lunch. He just voiced out, Papa, come! What is the, is my big boss? What is the issue with your pastor's self? Can't he preach salvation? So you know salvation. Tell this what? You can't he preach salvation? Say it's only money. You know why he's saying that? He has money. The guy does not have money, he will not say that. He needs it so he can armor. You understand? Say, is it only money? Is it only money? I think just taught me a lot. As he said that, I could neither oppose him clearly or not support his success power. Because you know, his success power guy is pastor.
That's the beginning of his name. And the word pastor communicates Christianity. Can Christianity communicate Christ? Would I now go and join Satan? Yes, it's true. Hopefully in church, I will say clearly that yes, that man is, I'll just ask him straight. But that place, I know how to play the devil too. Yeah, I say yes, you ought not to say that, but you too. You're supposed to be born again. Because this man that you're talking about, like, if you die, you will go to heaven. You will go to heaven. Oh, God. So, that space, so that's why the Bible says, walk in wisdom towards what? Them that are without. Are you getting it right now? So, there are a lot of discretions, slants that I will not be able to table it down fully for you. But discretion, okay? Things like social media is a marketplace, and it has come to stay, and it's via such influence that some of you are even here today. Right? So it's like a space created that can make things both better or worse. So, but what must you do? Walk in what? Wisdom. Discretion. By the time you make a post, making a guess of somebody, and somebody that has not gone to church for 3 years, you now come and say, yes, it's true. All these pastors collecting tithes, they are not serious. He has not gone to church for 3 years. Amen, amen. As I answer for all my posts on tithes, it will be so. By the time you are done, you will forget tithes. You see Jesus. Praise God. Say wisdom. Profitable to direct. Yes, that is Christ's wisdom. Okay, see Philippians. Okay, leave that one. Leave that one. So, of course, as a minister, remember we use the word, the phrase, the them, right? Yesterday, right? The them, the people, the those, you remember them? That phrase, we read this so much yesterday. So, as a minister identifies the they or the them, he, however, should be gentle in his defense. As I identify the people to oppose, I must be gentle in my defense. I must be gentle. Again, I've told you that the disciple is to identify and avoid, but the minister identify to judge. Okay, the minister identifies, then he judges, then he corrects. And if correction is not taken, he avoids too. Yeah. The minister identify, he judges, then he corrects. And if correction is not taken, he avoids too. That's the minister. So we are now. So no minister is to go and be sitting on the life of one man every day. You now have somebody to always be talking about. No, identify correct. If the person is not taking your correction, what do you do to avoid and face your job? See Titus 3 verse 10 again. Titus 3 verse 10. A man. Let me wait for you. Well done. Just give me some. More minutes, we'll almost be there. Titus 3 verse 10. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition. What's the next thing? Reject. That's to a pastor, okay? So when you are addressed an heretic, so the first and second admonition, the next thing is to reject. Verse 11, yes. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinned, being condemned of himself. The word subverted there means is a twister. He's twisting it. He's tearing it up. He's perverting the word. He's corrected. He's a deliberate twister. After the first and second admonition, reject. But nowadays, we attempt to do up to 9 to 10 admonition. God will reject. See, verse, let me read a BBE translation for you of verse 9. BBE translation. But I have nothing to do with foolish questioning. And a list of generations and fightings and arguments about the law. For they are of no profit and foolish. That's verse 9 of BBE. See verse 9 of GNB. That's Good News Bible. But avoid stupid arguments, long lists of ancestors, quarrels and fights about the law. They are useless and worthless. Verse 10 now said, give at least 2 warnings to those who cause division, and then have nothing more to do with them. Give 2 warnings, then have nothing more to do with them. Verse 11 says, you know that such people are corrupt, and their sins prove that they are wrong. Okay? And guess what? Write this down. If my pastor is avoiding a person, I too must follow. Write that down. My pastor is avoiding somebody, I too must follow. Very clear. Let me read Let me go back to BBE right now. BBE, Basic Bible English, of verse 10 and 11. Trust me, you'll not be walking in wisdom to be following somebody that your pastor is marking to avoid, either inside or outside. Well, see verse 10. In fact, outside, that one is even easy. You are not expected to be influenced by anyone outside where you are learning. You are not expected to be influenced unless those that is already mutually agreed. You must not have one secret emoji that teaches you prophecy somewhere. Is it because that is the only way people can get better? No, for the sake of safety. And that's Bible standard, safety. That's universal, safety. Safety. Thank you. Verse 10 of BBE now said, a man whose opinion are not those of the church after a first and second protest is to be kept out of your society. That's very clear. A man whose opinion are not those of the church after a first and second protest is to be kept out of the society. Clearly he is in error and a sinner being self-judged. Of course, how should this be done? Constructive open rebuke. Constructive open rebuke. So, of course, the minister must be gentle. That is what he has learned of Christ. Again, 2 Timothy 2:24 is open. Well done. Well done. You are doing fine. Then just 30 minutes more, so be done. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, able to teach, right? Patience. 26. Let's read 26, yes? Sorry, 25. Yes. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Next verse, yes. Sister, and when you see a word like, if God peradventure will give them repentance, what will come to your mind? Huh? The God of speech. And which is that? God's word, God's action. Awesome. Nice. Which scripture is that? Which scripture will you remember? Romans 5. That's Romans 5. I see the appeal of God. That means repentance is a gift of what? Grace, right? If I repent, I would deem it as what? It's God's grace. Amen. Well, we missed that and what we have said for. So see 1 Timothy 3:3 again. So the bishop must not be the pastor, the leader. He must not be rancorous. He must not be fighting. He must not be abusive. He must be patient, not a broiler. See that in 1 Timothy 3 verse 3. Not given to wine, not a striker. No, a striker, a boxer. You know, like vampires, no, you carry. You want to use Ojut as your practicing. Because Ojut, I've heard of people that actually beat themselves of doctrine. This guy beats, you know. I say, Jesus is, I say, you are righteous, you are not righteous. You are righteous, I'm not righteous. Amen. And the sacrificing, like very clear. In fact, there was one that thank God it was actually Pastor Harry that had to sell to them on Facebook. I remember that day. I didn't know what you remember. Yeah. And the guy was actually abusing somebody else on Facebook. And I was just saying, you know what putter you are? I know the junction you drive past every morning. So I will meet him, I will be. Pastor Harry was, guys, please calm down. Pastor, I had to beg that one on the behalf of. And trust me, when the guy now made that post, make that comment, this one just kept quiet because he knows that, hey, Morogo, but I've abused the boys. Because you know, so you just see things that everybody is saying. They're just abusing. So don't worry. That. So don't you pass that doctor and put every morning. Next time you should see you, they are catching you. They are banned. Thank God, Pastor Harry. And actually, after that, the guy actually now inboxed and said, thank you. He beat me truly. He thought that because I just had to keep part, everybody is. So that's the issue. So, not a striker, okay? Patience, not covetous, not given to drunkenness, not violent. That is NIV, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, but not a lover of money. That's NIV, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Also, that is not disagreeable. You don't love quarrels. Write it down. I don't love quarrel. Don't love quarrel. As it be ought. where is it happening today? You know, because we just come to say, where is it? You know, quote me, call me there. Where is it happening? No, hallelujah. Please, say, I don't love quarrel. Yeah, I don't love quarrel. Hey, it goes to the gospel of peace, amen. I just want to make peace. I don't love quarrel. Say, if you didn't shell, Boriwakini. No, that's not you. See, verse 15 of us, Peter 3:15. See, that's the point. You don't love quarrel. You must not. That's not part of the character of the gospel you preach. Not part of the character. Jesus, even when you want to shout too much, you just escape. You just pass between them. Escape. That's it. See, 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. With meekness and fear. How do you respond to them? With what? Meekness and with what? Fear. See, hope you know, pastor is also written, it's written to believers, right? Not this one, it's not to pastor. So let's read again. Sanctify the Lord of hosts in your heart. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason of the hope that is in you, but with what? Meekness and fear. That word meekness and fear, it will imply what? All I've been saying. It will imply what? Apologetic, right? Evangelistic, right? That's the point. So I cannot come here right now and be telling you that you cannot correct anybody on social media easily. No, I can't say that. But the same, if you remember how we started in part 4 or part 5, I said we are going to take a clue from how we correct in-house, okay, to how we correct outside. That means, like he said, asked me earlier, after I have corrected somebody first or second time, third time, what should I do? Avoid. You must not always be seen on somebody's matter. So, and also, you are not all around there. Look, that's not your place of ministry. Just a place where it's just unavoidable at times. You just have to once in a while, okay, it's night. You obviously cannot go out and be preaching by 10 o'clock. Just be at night. Just see somebody and you're not too busy. Okay, let me just respond. And so it's not that every day you're not looking for who is the next victim. That's not your job. It's not your job. Amen. Again, when we are talking about being apologetic, he's talking about wealth of doctrine. You will not use my pastor said. You will not use my church said. The same way you don't do your evangelism, right? You simply stick with issues, stick with scripture, stick with the scriptural defense, stick with scriptural pattern. So, with meekness and fear. That's godly fear. And it's not that. It's not a superiority. It's not a superiority knowledge mentality. No. It's not a superiority knowledge mentality. This is the same thing in 1 Corinthians 2:2-3. Just write that down. 1 Corinthians 2:2-3. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. That's just talking about the approach, okay? The approach. So, not a superiority knowledge mentality, yet with firmness and resoluteness. That the apologetic does not mean that you will say that, well, Jesus is not a savior like that, okay? It's not you now start minimizing. No. You are still resolute, okay? You are still firm. You are, like I love to say, you will be heavy on the false doctrine, but light on the personality. On that issue, you are not taking no for an answer. You are firm, right? You are resolute, but you are not trying to pick a quarrel. And I've always observed too, you know, those, as I said, walking wisdom, okay? All those, once a chat is going to Facebook, comment section is going to, as you are posting, in 1 minute, he has replied. And in another 1 minute, you are posting another one. And now 2 minutes, he has replied. Nobody is learning anything. You get me? Who understand what I'm trying to say? What I'm saying? When something is eating up and you are just giving yourself, giving, you don't be there. That's not you. You have stated your part every if I say first or second. So if you will give him a second chance, you can just say, oh well, Please, as I just said before, read again what I posted above. The God give you understanding and leave. Don't check again. Leave. Just minimize. Open. And then open. What can you open and cook? Just open the Avengers.com. Watch the Avengers. And watch your Titus fathers. And you just clear your mind. Oh, just go. Shawarma. Just take it off. Just go and check again. If that's, have you liked my post? Have you liked my comment? Have you? No, don't leave. 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 Don't be seen as a pest on somebody's word because of doctrine. No. Are you with me? I'm saying it again, though. I don't have the God authority to tell you that you cannot correct outside, whether social media or physically. But approach, you are civil. Nobody can hold any fault against you. Just clear. And of course, it's not you that you are scoring 42 in workers in training. That one, you must uninstall what? Facebook. Uninstall. That's why in the advanced assembly, clearly, until you are done with workers in training, everybody is seen as a serious learner. So that means to correct anywhere, especially Facebook, because it's a medium of indulgence, it can be indulgence for so many. It must be very small, minimal. Once you just, when I just see you, today you are there, you are there, you are there, you need Josie, you are there, you are there, just the pastor, yeah, go and check that girl. What is she doing in the room? One check. Amen. Sorry, I know you have suffered then. Suffering has not reached. Okay, see 2 Timothy, which one? Yes, 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 to 4. 2 verse 3 to 4. Make your job more evangelistic. I mean, just go there. Just share. Post. Give glory to God and leave. Don't be looking for who to. No. Walk in wisdom. Don't seek quarrel. Don't seek doctrinal issue. If you seek, there are plenty. If you don't have to seek on social media. Just go out there. Any first person you meet, go and preach. The first person you meet, I say, go and preach. You don't have to go to social media to go and look for who is making wrong posts. Amen. Okay, see 2 Timothy 2, 3 to 4. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who are choosing him to be a soldier. Amen. So, yes, you will, no bullying, no blackmail, okay? And by the time you are civil, by the time you are prompt, by the time you are polite, you will not encourage anything bullying around you. Once a post is long enough, you will have very little fights. But once you use that Facebook postcard, you know, at times you want to post something, but just want to squeeze it inside that Facebook colorful thing. So because of that, you now miss out the details. At the end of the day, the labor you don't want to labor on the small space, you now labor it where? In the comments. That's how I explain it. And this is what I mean. This is what I mean. Pull down the post. Write down what you mean. That's what happened when I first posted about the drama. Yes. Hey, God. Every Sunday Christian business meeting. Amen. That's why I call it success church. Amen. It was serious. I said, church or what? ESCB. I first wrote a small post. It was so fun. That's why church is better. Everybody, most of the people, 80% of those I thought they are word men. I didn't know that they still have a secret love for the success of Christ's power. Meaning that we have burnt our bridges. They now start responding. Pastor, are you saying this man too is not sound? See, Urogo. Are we also saying that is he wrong? Is this more proper? So this is what happened. Then we have joined hands to correct people like my Baba Mike Mogzion. We have joined hands to correct people like others. We now go to their idol. Someone that they are still secretly designed to be like. Is this one wrong? Very big people on your Facebook. And I say, okay, don't worry. Okay, and I will open Microsoft Word. And now started. The post is still there. There was not one opportunity. When I was done, not one. It was too long. There you are. You know, imagine how I teach here. How I teach is how I post. It's same. Just copy and paste. Just put it there. Just go and Google ESB, every Sunday business. Yeah, CDN, something like it's there. Just Christian PCS meeting. And I explained. Everybody just kept quiet. I went on to sleep. So please be voluminous, okay? Stick with matters. Don't stick with personalities. And even the way Pastor John Kai will always correct me, he will say, Tope, be their name. Say what you want to say. Leave the names. Leave naming. Because by doing that, you will ward off bullying. Nobody will come and bully you. Nobody will come and blackmail you. You will ward off actual violence. And if you now meet the man tomorrow on the street, you will not be able to say, you, that are the one that spoiled my ministry. Amen, amen. So of course, yet you must stay faithful, okay? Fight the fight, amen? Fight the fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. You must stay faithful. Fight the fight. Like 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, okay? How? Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou hast called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. At times, the people to avoid, they could be men of close affiliation, like Divine said, men that have known you before, people who have been with you before, people of close affiliation, people you have done stuff together. So don't add the same stuff of people. You have to avoid them. You must avoid wrong influences. 1 John 2:19. They went out from us. See that? They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they will know that have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So you see that they were once with us. That's the issue. So of course, he instructs them to stay away. So to the pastor, you correct, then you stay away. To people under your influence, you correct, then you stay away. But somebody is not your influence, you don't have to correct. Just state doctrine in an evangelistic pattern and leave. That's all. Don't make him your daily Facebook post. Don't make him go and face your real job. You have a job to do. Again, 1 Timothy 6 verse 5. Please open this one. 1 Timothy 6 verse 5. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. These ones, from such, what do you do? Just withdraw. Anybody, because to me, I so much believe that anybody that is preaching gospel for money, it doesn't really need much correction or coding. Withdraw. From such, withdraw. He was talking to the pastor, said, don't even bother to company with them. Why? And he explained, say, just avoid, just withdraw yourself. Supposing that gain is godliness. Anybody that is thinking that we are preaching, that is like this, we can be. Can be rich tomorrow. You do yourself. Well, such people don't say they don't know. Don't say it. The Bible is so much for them to say they don't know. What is it about money matters? Now it's not even where. In fact, now it's not even that is not because to correct that such person to be apologetic would be a lie. I'm coming to that later. What is it about money? Of course, you know the approach when $4. So, to be apologetic will be a lie. It will, of course, anyway, we still don't have a choice, right? If you have the opportunity, you still have to be apologetic because you see me such people in evangelism, right? So, and you cannot just zone them out. So, but a pastor, a people that Mike Woodock, all of them, don't bother. Just leave. So, $21 for some $91, leave. No, just withdraw. Are you with me? Withdraw. No influence. Just withdraw. Don't like his page. Don't associate. Just withdraw. If tomorrow he says something good, still withdraw. If tomorrow he now says Jesus rose from death, say it's a lie. Just withdraw. Amen, amen. And that's the issue. Because they will now sandwich their rubbish in the midst of plenty. They will sandwich it somewhere. Just keep it somewhere. Yes, Christ rose from the dead. I have all in Jesus. He is my Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. That's my Bible. And it's somewhere in the sermon. You see the real doctrine. See, not come out. Not come out back again in the name of Jesus. Or with healing service. You're like, just take your healing. I go, oh, I'll be healing myself. I'll be healed. But such people don't study the Bible and be healed. don't go and receive healing from the head of amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, see Titus 3:10. We have read this before. A man that is heretic after the first and second admonition, what do you do? You reject, okay? You reject. So, truth is, there is always a them. There are people to avoid. See Acts 15, sorry, verse 5. I'm running now, 10 minutes to go. Acts 15, verse 5. But there rose up a certain sect, see, a certain sect of the Pharisees, which believed nothing, and that saying it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So sect there, it means people bound by an opinion. Please write this down. Sect means people bound by an opinion. By opinion. There are ministries bound together by their mutual belief, which is wrong. We have some ministries, not even people. Ministries that are bound with some mutual belief, which is wrong. The old joint conferences, they have similar speakers. Yet they are wrong. So sad. Joint belief. Big churches, millions. And yet they are wrong. So, this the way Pastor Nika put it, he said, to not know this, or to claim not to know this, is either naivety or crazy error. To claim, okay, that you don't know this. You just want to be naive, or you just want to be a crazy error, just want to deliberately be in error. And don't worry, at least they are serving God. I beg you. Okay? Then write this down. There is no love where truth is hidden. There is no love where truth is hidden. Love is truth. There is no love where truth is hidden. Love is truth. Please, love is truth. Love is truth. There is no love where truth is hidden. Love is truth. That's why I beg you. That's your first defense for the doctrine of Christ. Let it be such that will make that person ask a constructive question. Because once he rejects you twice, you have God's commission to avoid him. Because you must not waste your time. Are you with me? You must not waste your time. So that means that your first, if you are going to reply anybody, that's let it be known that people from that church, if they are replying you, if they have time to reply you, they will be decent, they will be patient, but they will be thorough. And thank God for Facebook, it will always be there. Abi, it will be there. You can always go back. If it's not trying to look for a quarrel, just say, "Well, I'm done, sir. God bless you. God bless your heart." Simple. You are not trying to force him into your position. Don't force anybody. Are you forced to this position? No, you aren't. So, write this down. Love without truth is hypocritical. Comma, political. I'm quoting Pastor Nika directly. Love without truth is hypocritical, political, and selfish. It's no love. Love without truth is hypocritical, political, selfish. It is no love. Love is not to hug the. Love is not to. It's not to hug falsehood because of sentiments. No, write that down. That's a content question for some day for some people. Love without truth is hypocritical, political, and selfish. It's no love. So love is not to hug falsehood because of sentiments. No. See Romans 12 verse 9. Well, today I think that we won't end earlier than yesterday. Anyway, there are so much questions and answers. Romans 12 verse 9. Almost there right now. Let love be without what? Dissimulation. Or let love be without hypocrisy. That's the point. So, the first characteristic of love is truth. In love, the first characteristic of love is truth. And please also write this down. And truth without other attributes of love is brutal. That's brutality. It's brutal. Truth without other attributes of love. Again, see what I'm saying? One of the attributes of love is what? Is truth, right? Are you getting this? One of the attributes of love is what? Is truth, right? But inside love, we see other what? Attributes, right? Like what? Patience, right? meekness, right? Mode of presentation, right? Gentleness, right? So, and I'll say, truth without other attributes of love is brutal, self-willed, full of brawn. Just B-R-A-W-N. It's brutal, self-willed. When you're just shining, abusing everybody, you are self-willed. You are self-willed. So love must be found in your speech, in your approach, as also the information. That's love is in everything. And glory to God. Guess what? This is the believer's normal makeup. This is your normal makeup. So I said, love must be found in your speech, okay, and your approach, as also in the information. So this is the believer's normal makeup. This is your normal makeup, okay? Say this is my default. Say love is my default. So that means nothing makes you to start raining curses on people. No. Nothing starts making you to rain curses on people. Nothing excites you in exposing the sin of another person. No. Nothing excites you in that. You have learned God's word for that, for this purpose. Nothing makes you to start raining curses on people. No. Nothing excites you in, just like you did on Hillary and these people years ago. Nothing excites you in exposing the sins of other people, other preachers. No, nothing excites you in that. Nothing gives you joy in the downfall of others. No. Nothing gives you such joy. You don't pray for preachers of falsehood to die. You don't do that. Somebody has done that in my program before. You don't pray for preachers of falsehood to die. You don't. That doesn't glorify the gospel you preach. Just read out the one you can remember. That doesn't glorify the gospel you preach. You don't put up a conduct that is against mercy. You know, we have thought that very clearly. You don't put up a conduct that is against mercy. So, and again, don't forget, understand the concept of order, like we have studied. I'm running off. Understand the concept of order. There are men under your control and men that are not under your control. Ensure you know them. Anyone not under your control, you approach to them, wherever they are, age, young or small, or old or young, pastor or not, your response is always apologetic. It's not under your control. It's not. It's the same way you do on evangelism. You don't shout on them. You just simply present Christ. The one you use, so like I said, nobody on Facebook is under your control. Nobody. Nobody. They are not in your church. Nobody in Facebook is under your control. Except the person is posting your church before on Facebook, and that's when you can ask, see, oh, Juliet, why are you doing this? Oh, sorry, she doesn't even have a phone. Who has a phone there? That's when you can. So it's only if it's posting your church, then on media, that's when you have a say. So all those things, media is just a marketplace. So the approach is evangelistic, and it's only when you have the time. Knowing fully well that your job is done offline. Your real job is the offline. Your real job is the offline. That's your real job. It's the one you do offline. Not the one you do there. Your real job is the one you do offline. The gospel is offline. Say the gospel is offline. Come on, say the gospel is offline. Say the work is offline. Say the labor is offline. Say it's one-on-one. Physical. Hallelujah. That's what we know, okay? It's offline. So, of course, and like back to the church right now, like in the church, correction is to be done by those who are mature. That is those who are appointed leaders. Galatians 6 verse 1. That is why only the matured are instructed to bring certain correction. Please, for instance, let me admonish you, if you are in membership training, like in a different assembly, just do your best to totally stay off, go through on media. Focus on your learning. Just say that clearly with membership training. Once you are done, just stay off gospel. I'm not saying don't take that to media. Just not because you are not able, okay? Just for uniformity. You just assume that even when you know more, you just assume that you are in membership training, you are in a very critical, you are still learning our salvation, right? 1 to 10, etc. You are just in a very critical time that you are doing so much. But just stay off gospel and media. I mean, you should really be there. That's the meaning, right? Of course, you can go there and learn from. Sorry, this is what I mean. Stay off gospel and media, we mean stay off correcting. Stay off opposing there. Just stick with your normal offline duty. Get better offline first. Are you with me? You have 1, 2, 3, 10 disciples offline first. Don't have 5,000 friends on Facebook that you're not taking any of them to heaven. Oh, yeah, say, why are these your friends? Say, I don't know. No. Go and get some plan. Labor for us. Amen. Praise God. Labor for us. Labor. For the sake of uniformity. Amen. Amen. Imagine if you just travel somewhere right now, he comes back and you have to start membership training afresh. Now, you know, I am saying that you stay off media. That is not because he's not able. It's just for the sake of what? For the sake of what? Uniformity. So that is just a straight instruction. Like membership training. For now, it's not your duty to seek anybody on social media and correct. You don't to spend time on is the man where offline. Say offline. Simple. So when you are done, we'll revise the stuff. I mean, is it revise or whatever? Galatians 6 verse 1. Come on. You're almost there. Galatians 6 verse 1. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in the fault, you that are what? Spiritual. Spiritual day, we also talk about those in authority. Spiritual. Because you are spiritual, then you must be certified as spiritual. Your leader certified you as spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. See that? In the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. The spirit of meekness. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Therefore, arise these things, being absent, lest being present. I shall use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord has given me to edification and not to destruction. Edification and not to destruction. So, okay, let me know when you are done writing. Heads up. So, if there is truly a them, is there also a we? Think and answer. Come on, let's finish in the next 10 minutes. If there is clearly a them, do we also have a we? Huh? Come on, think now. If there is them, would there also be a we? Okay, awesome. So, if somebody is saying that, I belong to nobody, I am for everybody. How do they say it? And for everybody, I belong to. No, you are for Satan. Amen. That's the point. So the question is that is there also a we? Yes, definitely. There are people that you share the same belief. Okay, you're not alone. Just don't be like Elijah. No, it's a great reminder of that in your song. He said, don't be like Elijah. We said that they have killed everybody. I'm the only one remaining. He said, no, just say, no, I have 7,000. Yes, who have not bowed their knees to Baal. Now call upon his name. Say, I'm not alone. Say, I'm not alone. Say, I have a godly company. Yeah, you have a godly company that you do ministry together, that you serve together, that you pray together. You have a godly company that you do ministry together, you serve together. Like I said 2 services ago, such people must have your soft spot and quicker forgiveness. Soft spot, quicker forgiveness. You don't carry their matter to Facebook. No. You don't carry their matters there. No, you don't. You have your soft spot. And like we have been saying, talking about love and self, all this way. So, you know, remember the utterance I started with when we started this section? Some people are just think that, well, I love, when you just love posting on media, I love men, although they don't deserve it. Imagine making posts like, okay, I love them, well, I don't have a choice, and love is one-sided, I have to love them, even if they don't deserve it. Sometimes you are talking like this, like you deserve God's love. You must grow up, oh. Praise God. I'm a pastor, I will talk to you. You must grow up, oh. You're not loving men just because they don't deserve it. Amen, amen. You are loving men because you are loved. God love you, that's why you are here. Who deserves God's love? Let me see your hand. Show it to God. Let him treat you like the guy in Luke 18. I pay the tithe of all I possess. I'm like other men. Well, but I'm trying to be at peace with this man. Don't talk like that. See, I have a godly company. See, I count it a privilege to serve God with them. You don't say, don't see it like it's a privilege for you to serve with me. No, it's a privilege for me to what? Serve with you. Get that slant? That's your own mentality. Don't say it's a privilege. Brother, if not for Christ, you cannot be talking to me like this. You are not serious. You have to go back to Satan and go and celebrate your portfolio there. If not for Christ, me and you, you think you're in the same level. What do you think you are saying? It's just Jesus, sir. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. No. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, empty handed. We are alive in his hands. Yeah. What's that? We have a Bumi's voice in tongues. Glory, glory. So, you count it a privilege to be here, to be numbered with the saints. Bible says, blessed is the man who God has not input sin. You be like God too. You stop singing around that. They offend me, but I will not count it. They offend me, I will not count it. Lord, they are not good enough, but I still love them. Eh? They are not good enough, I still love them. You are not serious. Go and look for those. No, but that's not you. Yes, I am not good enough, they still love me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say it's a privilege. Say it's a privilege. So you talk about how blessed you are to be numbered with the saints, okay? Out of sincerity, not box ticking. You are not counting. It's out of sincerity, not box ticking. You're not taking a box. Out of sincerity, not box ticking. Not just, okay, I love. Tick the box. No, sincerity. So you have a family that you must defer to, a unit of the body. You have a family that you must defer to, a unit of the body. Here you learn, you get corrected, you model, you can perfectly model the Bible. The Bible is perfectly practiced in a unit of the body. Again, the Bible is perfectly practiced in a unit of the body. The Bible is only perfectly practiced in a unit of the body. Yes, there's a larger body of believers that we also belong to, larger body. In fact, we see the celestial. There's a larger body that we belong to. But there is a smaller fraction of the body where we practice all we have learned. I think there's a larger body of believers that we also belong to. But there's a smaller fraction of the body that where we practice all we have learned of God. So there's a we. A smaller fraction of the body where we practice all we have learned of God. Those who believe the same thing. Trust me, God cannot judge you because of the conduct of someone in Lagos. God is your friend on Facebook. May God not do that. Everybody, okay, your name is Pastor Ojit on Facebook. Therefore, everybody that is under your friend, since you are their pastor, I am going to judge you based on their conduct. You know you are going to hell. Clear? You just go to hell straight. God say, okay, because you are a pastor and you are a pastor on Facebook. All your friends, I will judge you, pastor, based on their performance in the ministry. What you say? Jesus, please, hear me and hear me well. I didn't tell them to be my friend. They sent me friend requests and I just accepted. I didn't know them before. Have mercy, Lord. I will not do it again. And don't worry, in this moment right now, I will unfriend them. And you know, you do the right thing. So, that is a marketplace. You are not, see, that somebody is on your wall. It doesn't mean that you are accountable to that you must. Doesn't mean that you see, sometimes you just snooze. Okay? It's not like everything you see. Somebody is already chanting rubbish. It's already like a few, you have heard them before, you look for a friend, you don't listen. Snooze, unfriend. Just go. There's one unfollow. Unfollow, you don't see the rubbish again. And stay sane and focus on your real disciples and do the work of the ministry. Praise God. Praise God. So, there is an inner circle, okay? There is a we that you must focus on. There's a we that you must focus on. There's an inner circle. Those you practice together what you have believed. So don't dull your spiritual senses. Don't dull your spiritual senses. I'm done. I've read the last scripture already. Don't dull your spiritual senses because you don't want to be seen against anyone. No. That's selfish. You don't keep the truth because this is my brother, is my this, is my that. No, no, no. Don't dull your spiritual sense because you don't want to be seen against what somebody says, anything. No, that's selfish. Please write this down clearly. Bold letters. Very bold letters. You must be against what the scripture teach against. You must be against what the scriptures teach against. But without ill will, just write, I must be against what the scripture teach against, but without ill will, or bitterness, or intemperate speech. Those are the words of Pastor Nika himself. Without ill will, or bitterness, or intemperate speech, yet firm and sound sense of judgment. Yet firm and sound sense of judgment. So you must be against what the scripture teach against. Without ill will or bitterness or intemperate speech. Yet firm and sound sense of judgment. I hope this is clear enough, right? I hope this is clear enough. Again, I got all this from just one of the few. I think this is the first time I just pick one of Pastor's posts and I just expanded more on it and say, let's discuss this perfectly. Praise God. So, that's a man I owe a great deal. I owe a great of my signing today. I owe it to him of a great deal. But I'm not going to keep it, sir. I owe him a great deal. Amen, amen. Like I said, if you genuinely cry for God's help, He will answer you. Are you with me? If you genuinely cry to God for a sound discipler, He will answer you. Ask my wife since the days that we met Pastor July me and Pastor Onayinka in 2012, right? 2011, thank you. After then, there have been a lot of temptations, issues to just flashy and to go and look for one better emoji that is doing something best. But because I am prayerful and I use my Christian brain, and I know the right thing to do. So it's beyond sentiments. When you find a good man, you will know to stick there, you know to follow through. I don't love nobody that's given to me. Sit down, first. Fire come, yes. It's what I call to. I am not anybody. God has given to me. I don't know. Thank you. The fellowship together. I honor
the ministry that is unto me.
The life of honor.
The life of honor is what I'm called to be.
So I serve.
With no offense.
So I serve.
With joy and love. So I serve. For the benefit of honor.
The life of honor.
The life of honor. Is what I'm promised.
Amen, amen. So one of the heavy things you must know from what you have said is authority and approach. Authority. Amen, amen. Authority and approach. Praise God. Please don't distract service. Authority and approach. Authority and approach. Know those that are within your what? Authority. Praise God. Praise God. And you know your approach to all men. Knew your approach to women. Amen, amen. Knowing that he died for all, you want to persuade them. You want to beg them. You want to appeal to them. Amen, amen. So, do you know the issue? So, that thing that we call social media is a voice, okay? It's a voice. It's almost beyond an opinion. It's already a voice. So that means, why like your disciple that you meet on the street right now, why will you stay on that one like 8-10 times, but the one on Facebook will only stay within like maybe just once or twice, then you will leave. Why? The one on Facebook that is saying rubbish is already communicating to others, right? So you are treating him like a preacher of what? False doctrine. Bible says after the first or second admonition, what do? Pam. But the one you meet on the street, okay, you are the one that went to him, right? You are the one presenting the gospel. Then from presenting the gospel, he now brought up his issues. That is not yet a preacher of false doctrine. Who is that one? Just an unbeliever, right? Or a doubter. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. That's a doubter. Not yet a preacher of false doctrine. So such person, you stay. Well, of course, if you now go and meet somebody and on the street too, say, no, go away. Jesus is an heretic. Jesus is that. After 4 or 7 times, will you still go again? You don't have to go to those that will listen to you. Praise God. So again, so the man on Facebook that is saying rubbish, why will I not spend my life, waste my life to be quiet in? He is a preacher of false doctrine. I will waste my time to stay there. Because you are posting it for the world. Amen, amen. Praise God. See, I have a work to do. And the time is short. And I can't waste my life on a stupid person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so say this after me. Say, I am a recipient of God's love. Say, I don't rate myself as qualified of being loved. Say, I'm a recipient of God's love. Say, I don't rate myself as qualified of being loved. Say, I appreciate love being shown to me. Say, I appreciate love being shown to me. Say, I don't have an entitlement mindset. Say, I don't have an entitlement mindset. I have a mindset of gratitude always. Say, I have a mindset of gratitude always for the saints God has given me. I am grateful. For the saints God has given me, I am grateful. Shout it for the saints God has given me. I am grateful. I respect authority. I stay within my perimeter as God has ordained in my church. I value the system of God. I value the system of God. I value physical fellowship. See, I value physical fellowship. God's idea of fellowship is physical. That is my idea too. That is my idea too. I cooperate without much analysis. Come on, say God's idea of fellowship is physical. I cooperate without much analysis. Say in the church I belong to, I follow good examples. In the church I belong to, I follow good examples. I stay faithful to the learning process. Come on, say, I stay faithful to the learning process. I stay faithful to the men God ordained over me. I stay faithful to the men God ordained over me. I stay far from negative influences. I stay far from negative influences. I am not curious. I am not curious. I am contented with the teaching of God's word. I am contented with the teaching of God's word. I am ready to contribute my quarter to ensure my assembly becomes a glorious church where every need is supplied. Say, I am ready to contribute my quarter to ensure my assembly becomes a glorious church where every need is supplied. Say, rather than complain, I supply. Rather than complain, I supply. Rather than complain, I supply. Rather than seeking elsewhere to go,
than seeking elsewhere.
Rather than looking elsewhere, sorry.
Rather than looking elsewhere.
I seek to comply.
I seek to comply.
Sorry, I seek to supply.
I seek to supply.
Anything missing. Rather than looking elsewhere, I seek to supply anything missing. I bow the church of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor what God honors. Amen. Say, we honor what God honors. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. We honor what God honors. We honor what God honors. I'm in God's plan. I'm in God's plan. I'm in God's will. All these epistles, where it can be practiced, where it can be moderated, is the church. Is the church, guys. Is the church. Is the church. Is the church. Is the church. So, count it a privilege. After salvation, one of your greatest gifts is the church. Is the church. And of course, in your church, you now have your spiritual leaders, okay? After salvation, your second greatest gift is the church. A body of people, okay? Not just a chairs and tables. A body of people that you are given to serve God together. Appreciate them. No entitlement mindset. No superiority. Not I am better. No, I am better mindset. It's a God mindset. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Majesty. Thank you, Lord. Blessing.
Majesty.
Your grace has found me. Yeah.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
No entitlement. Empty and dead. Yeah.
Empty and dead. Born alive in your hand.
Yeah. Wasn't qualified. It's your grace that found me.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Nothing. Empty under. Empty. Empty. Ah.
Empty.
Empty. Empty.
Empty. Alive in your head.
Thank you, Lord. Majesty. Majesty. Majesty.
Majesty.
Ha. I am not qualified, you justified me.
Majesty. Your grace has found me just as your love.
Forever I am changed by your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah.
In your presence of your majesty.
Come on, sing in the Holy Ghost over that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm in God's plan. I am in God's plan, okay? I am in God's plan. I'm 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 in God's plan. Worship, worship, worship. You are in God's plan. 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 Hallelujah. Think about it. This is how you should think. Think about the fact that nothing is wrong with me. Think like nothing is wrong with me. Think like I don't lack anything. Ah, God. Think like I am just fine. You don't get it. There is nothing that you ought to be that you are not now. This is all God expects from you. If there is anything called destiny, you are in the perfect place. You are in God's church. That's all. You are in God's church. You are learning, getting better to do ministry same way someday. That's all. See, that's all. 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 That song said, complete, complete. I am complete in him. Complete, 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 complete. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Complete. 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 Think like that. I am in God's perfect plan. More money should not make me happier. More money should not make me more fulfilled. I am just there. This is all God planned. And I'm there. I am there. I am there. See, this is the apex of God's pyramid. You are there. The pyramid of life. You are in the apex. You are in the plan of God. You are in the church. Think like that. This is my word to you. Think like that. God added. See, that's why you are not plenty now. Think. That is why you are not plenty. Doing what you are doing. This is the apex of life. If you believe that Bible is the manual, is the documentation of life, then this is the apex. You are in God's plan. You are in God's plan. Say, I'm in God's plan. Ah. And everything, it came undeserved. Undeserved. See, when we are singing, we lift our hands. You physically, you lift your hands. If you are singing, we bow physically. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, we are saying empty-handed. Empty-handed. When to offer. Everything. You gave your life,
and now I'm yours. And because of your love, I am restored.
Again, you gave your life, you gave your life.
You gave your life, and now I'm yours. And because of your love, I am restored. Oh, you gave your life, and now I'm yours. And because of your love, and because of your love,
I am restored.
I am restored. From the cross, oh yeah.
You gave your life,
and I'm yours. And because of your love,
and because of your love,
I am restored.
Oh, Majesty. Thank you, Lord.
Sing it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Zabala Brother,
empty and
dead,
and I be
you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I beg you to think like this. Think like this. You are in the apex. You are the apex of God's pyramid. You are in the plan of God. You are in the right place in life. You are in the right place in time. You are not too late. You are not too early. You are just there. Your past, God took care of. God took responsibilities. He took responsibility. And your future is not just secured by you. Your future is secured by everybody you can see right now around you. Hallelujah. You don't get that. Your future right now is beyond just your responsibility. Your future is the responsibility of everybody you can see around you right now. That calls for joy if you understand that. Hallelujah. That calls for joy if you understand that. That means what is called your destiny. You will not get there alone. Everybody around you right now, we help you to get there. The church of God. The church of God. The body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's your destiny.
We have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion. One destiny. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion. In destiny, one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion. So we stand. So we stand stronger. We are men. We are men. Spiritually minded. We have one, we have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion in God. We have one, we have one destiny. We have one purpose. We have one passion in God. So we stand.
We stand.
We stand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Glory. Yeah, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the rest of my life is what? Is the best of my life. Hallelujah. Glory. The rest of my life is the best. I'm in the perfect time. I'm in the perfect place. Perfect. Perfect. No anxiety. No daydreaming. I'm in God's plan. Perfect. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Perfect. Just perfect. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just pray for your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor as we close. Pray for your neighbor. Just pray for your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor. Just pray for your neighbor. Just pray for your neighbor as we close. Don't forget, it's your duty to ensure your neighbor gets to where he's going. It's your duty. It's our duty. We pray for people. We pray for ourselves. We pray for ourselves. We pray for ourselves. In the church, that's all we do for one another. We pray for, okay? We pray for. 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 In the church, that's all we do, okay? We pray for. We pray for. We pray for. We help ourselves. Come on, pray. We pray for. In the church, we pray for. We pray for. We pray for. We pray for. Just pray for your neighbor. Just pray for. Just pray for. Just pray for. We pray for. We pray for. We pray for. In the church, we pray for. 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 Alade balada da de alabada da 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 de da 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 de da. We pray for. We pray for. We pray for. We stand perfect in God's will. We stand perfect in God's will. We pray for. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. So don't forget the instructions we have in the Bible. We have more instructions of praying one for another, okay? Than praying for ourselves. Pattern that. Now it's clear to you that the future, the destiny of your neighbor is yours, okay? So you pray for, you encourage, okay? You admonish. You pray for, you encourage, you admonish. Praise God. To do better, you admonish. Everybody does that. To pray for, right? Encourage, admonish. Don't worry, the leaders will bring the right correction. But in the church, what do? You pray for, right? You encourage, you what? You admonish. That's general. You do that to everybody around you. By words, by prophecy, your attitude. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, we continue this time again, some other time. Stay perfect, stay sincere. Stay. Keep doing what you are doing. You are there. You are not trying to go there. You are there. Amen? You are there. Praise God. Say, I'm there. Say, I'm there.